And since the boys and girls were going to go and stay with us this morning, I thought it would be quite helpful to see what their, and indeed what the adults' understanding of harvest is really like. You see, we thank all the time God for his goodness and his grace and graciousness to us. I wonder if you recognize the different harvests as they are yielded year in and year out. I've got a whole variety of different grains here that Andy has very helpfully managed to get hold of. And I thought it'd be quite interesting to see if you can identify which one is which, or if anybody can identify which one is which. Now, rather than just fly blind on this, let's start with the stuff that we know that is easy. Anybody like to identify some of this stuff to me? Who knows what that is? Anybody of any age can do this, but maybe the children would like. Caleb? Blackberries, that's exactly right. And he knows that because it's one of my favourite fruits. How about that one? Yeah, Katie? Carrots. Oh. You said that without moving your lips, Katie. That was remarkable. Carrots. All right. Now let's have a look at this one. If you're Welsh, and actually I am, though I don't sound like it most of the time, then I'm sure you'll know exactly. What's that one, Les? That's a leek. Absolutely. Amen. Okay, now let's have a look at something not from this country, indeed. Although we give thanks to God for the harvest, this has been raced over here by a something or other. Somebody over this side? That's a banana. Okay, I hardly insult your intelligence. Now, I wonder if everybody knows what that one is. Tom? No? Yeah? Josh? It's a plum, it's exactly right, and delicious it is as well. Let's find something a little less usual. Now, what's that? I'm not even sure I know what it is, but I'm not sure I could tell you what particular variety. Does any one of the adults want to know what variety that is? Who brought it? Yeah. Yeah. No, we didn't, actually, but go on, tell us, Joel, what is that?
Lettuce.
You think it's a lettuce? What variety? Do you know? Does anybody know what variety this is? No? Do you know?
Cabbage.
No, no, it's either a lettuce or it's a cabbage. It's not both. I think it's a cabbage. I think it's a cabbage. Does anybody know the variety?
Sweetheart.
It's a sweetheart, is it? Is that right? I've got no idea. There we are. You see, we don't know quite as much as we think we do all the time. I'm going to show you a variety of grains, and it's going to be almost impossible, I think, if I just hold these up and see whether you know. So I'm going to we'll have a look, and I'll give you a clue. And I don't know whether you can see what these different ones are. Some of the grain, one bag of grain is oats, another is barley, another one of these is oilseed rape, another one of these is wheat, and there's another one which is linseed. Now then, let's see. Let me get sure that I've got the list so that I know, because I've got no idea, I'm afraid. Let me lift them up and see whether you know what they are. Does anybody know what this is? This stuff. Any idea at all? I'll give you a clue. Well, no, I'm not going to give you a clue. I'm going to see whether you know. Does anybody know? Do you know, Jonathan? You think it's oilseed rape. Is he right? Is it oilseed rape? Does anybody know? Let me just lift some out. You see that? Tiny little... See that? Pop your hand up if you think this is oilseed rape. Other people hedging their bets. The person to watch is Andy. He knows. You think that's oilseed rape. Okay. Well, actually, Jonathan, you're right. This is oilseed rape. This is that dreadful yellow stuff that grows everywhere and gives those of us with hay fever the most awful eyes and all the rest of it. Oilseed rape. And what's that used for, Andy?
Cooking oil.
Cooking oil. Just simple as that, is it? Okay, so that goes there. Right, let's have a look at this one. And does anybody know what that one is? Any guesses?
Do you know? Wheat. We've got some for wheat. Have a look. Yeah. Anybody know what that is?
Me.
No. Any idea? No. No. Wheat. It's not wheat, actually. Do you know? It's not oats. It's not oats. Do you know? Barley. You're absolutely right. This is barley. Okay. And apparently, if you're a real expert, you could not just tell which that it's barley, but you could tell which one of the 67 different characteristics there are on this little grain that tells you which kind of barley it is as well. I didn't know there were kinds of barley, but there we are. Okay, let's have a look at this one. Now, this is strange stuff, very strange stuff. Let me just pull this out. This is flat, and all of these things we eat, folks, you may not see it. Look at that. You know?
Linseed.
You reckon that is linseed? Any advances on linseed? No? Anybody claim to recognize this specifically? No? Isn't it amazing how we don't know what the harvest is? We sing these songs about give thanks for harvest home and all the rest of it, and actually, we've no idea. This is linseed. You're quite right, Nathan. Okay. Well, there's only two left. Which one shall I show you first? Let me show you this one. Now, what's that? Cool, it looks ever so like the other one, doesn't it? Anybody know? Look at this, we live in a farming community and people don't know. I didn't know. Any ideas?
Wheat.
You reckon that's wheat? Well, it's got to be wheat or it's got to be oats. Which is it? Hands up for wheat. Hands up for oats. Which is an excellent demonstration of the fact that democracy doesn't always yield the right result. This is oats. Which leaves this last one. I'm not going to insult your intelligence by asking you. This is wheat. And that's exactly what it looks like when you pull it off the stalk and it goes through a combine harvester. That's exactly what it looks like. There are lots of different things that are yielded from the harvest, aren't there? And no doubt we could have pointed out a whole pile of others as well. But the Bible says that there is another result of the harvest, another fruit of the harvest, which you may not have thought of. You see, each one of those different harvest products that we have there, the oats and the wheat and the bananas and the fruit and all the rest of it, it's all as a result of God's goodness to us, isn't it? He made the world in the first place. He made the flowers. He made all these different seeds. And it's He it is that sent the earth in which they can be planted and the nutrients in the soil and the sunshine and the water. And it's He it is that has overseen each one of these things growing to beauty. Sure, it's a gardener that produces much of this and the farmers and so on, but it's God that makes things grow in the first place. And all of this goodness that we see is a direct result of His grace and graciousness to us, poured out day after day. But there is another sense, a clear sense, in which His grace gives us something else that we take all the time for granted. And that also is a result of the harvest. Or is a harvest. Turn with me in your Bibles, please, to Matthew and chapter 9. You'll find this on page 687. And this is one place among many places in the Bible where this harvest is described. Matthew chapter 9 and verse 35, page 687. And it says, Jesus went through all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, and preaching the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them, because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, of course speaking of the crowds, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field. Here is Jesus going from place to place, dealing with crowds of people on all sorts of different levels and backgrounds and situations in life. And as he looks at them and he says to his disciples, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Suddenly he describes... Suddenly he describes to his disciples another kind of harvest. I wonder if you can see it there on the screen. Any of the children want to say what other kind of harvest is described in the Bible that God is one day going to collect? What's the other harvest? Well, I'll give you a clue. You're looking at it. What's the other kind of harvest that God is going to collect? Do you know what? The other kind of harvest that God is going to collect is you and me. We could simply have shown you, I suppose, a mirror, but I thought this was much more snazzy, and Jonathan managed to get it to work, so that's terrific. There we are. We are a harvest. Indeed, you and I are, as far as Jesus is concerned, a harvest. Here is Jesus walking around all these towns and villages, and he's saying to the people, preaching the good news of the kingdom. And you know what the good news of the kingdom is? The good news of the kingdom, according to elsewhere in Matthew's gospel, is God loves you so much, you must turn from putting yourself as king and turn and have Jesus as king, and you will be a part of that kingdom. And those that will turn and follow Jesus, well, they are a part of the harvest. But there's a problem with the harvest. Always there is a problem with the harvest. Let me switch that off. Can you just blank that somehow? Great. Always there is a problem with the harvest. And no matter how hard they try and... how hard they work, the fact is, every farmer that harvests grain will tell you that there is always in his field of grain the seed that he wants and other stuff that he doesn't want. Turn across in your Bibles, if you've been looking, in Matthew chapter 10. Turn across, please, to Matthew chapter 13, just a couple of pages, page 691 and verse 24. And Jesus is telling them a parable, a picture story. And he's describing what this kingdom of God one day is going to be like. And he says to them in verse 24, the kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while everyone was sleeping, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and went away. And the wheat sprouted and formed ears, and the weeds also appeared. And the owner's servants came to him and said, sir, didn't you sow good seed in your field? Where then did the weeds come from? An enemy did this, he replied. The servants asked him, do you want us to go and pull them up? No, he answered, because while you are pulling the weeds, you may root up the wheat with them. Leave both grow together until the harvest. At that time I will tell the harvesters, first collect the weeds and tie them in bundles to be burned, and then gather the wheat and bring it into my barn. When Jesus was preaching the kingdom of heaven is near, the good news of the kingdom, to the people in the villages and towns and in the synagogues and so on, he was able to say to them, you have yourselves as king. Turn from putting yourself first. Turn and become members of this kingdom of God and put me first, God first. And rightly they could say, how can God just let people turn from that way to this way? How can God forgive all the rebellion and all the sin? And how can God possibly just say, well, it doesn't matter? And the answer is, he doesn't. Because Jesus knew that he was going to die on the cross and take the punishment that all the people have done who will turn from putting themselves first to him first. And one day when he comes, the angels will come, says the passage we've just read, and will say, enough! As God says enough, the angels will come and will take those who have turned to be with him in heaven, and those who have not to be punished in hell. Here's the challenge of harvest for you and me. The challenge is that God loved you and me so much that he sent Jesus to die so that you and I can be forgiven and be a part of that harvest that one day he will take to be home with himself. Can we? Is that still on? Can you flick it back on? No, it's died, is it? Oh, right, okay. Hang on. Here is the harvest that God will one day collect, you and me, if we will turn and ask him to forgive us and change us and thank him that Jesus died so that we don't have to be punished. But in that harvest there are also weeds, things, people who will not turn and say, God, thank you that Jesus died for me. Please forgive me. Please change me. Please take me to heaven. And the Bible asks us, indeed Jesus wants us, to challenge ourselves about what kind of harvest we are. All the things that we have in front of us today are beautiful and useful. And even those grains that we had some fun trying to identify, well, if they were milled down and treated in the right way, they could be used for something that was nutritious and would build up rather than tear down. The question is, you and me, are we a harvest for God, looking forward to going to heaven and thanking him that Jesus died for us? Or are we stubbornly saying, no, I don't care how much goodness God has given me, I don't care that Jesus died for me, I will not be part of that harvest. I will not bow the knee and say that of all the things my Father God has done for me, sending Jesus to die is the one that tells me he loves me.